Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We're returning now to the ongoing controversy over the so-called Merrion Gate. Labour TD Brendan Howland has said the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, has breached the Freedom of Information Act by deleting texts relating to his official duties, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So you have outlined your points in the Irish Times this morning. I put them to Minister Foley there just before the break. You're saying that it's not in question here. As far as you're concerned, this legislation has been breached.
I didn't actually say that, and I read the headline. But whether Minister Coveney is in breach of the Act is not for me to determine, and I made that clear. I was asked to give my interpretation of the Act that I drafted and brought through the Oireachtas. And I set that out as best I could in my interview in the Irish Times. But whether somebody committed an offence or not is not within my competence to determine.
OK, so what are you saying? Because you, quite clearly the quote here I'm reading is you cannot erase history just like that.
Absolutely.
By deleting.
Well, firstly, I think you have to understand the basic principles of the FOI. If you read the preamble to the Act, it was to set out a right to the public to obtain access to the greatest extent possible, consistent with the public interest and obviously consistent with the right to privacy, to all information in the possession of public bodies. It was to change the whole premise that public business would be done in a public way, and the only exceptions would be set out in the Act. Up to then, only matters set out in the Act were covered. Now everything is covered unless exempt. And we were particularly mindful that in the modern era, you know, not everything is done in a file, in pen and paper, or even on a computer file. So Section 2.1 of the Act defines electronic devices very comprehensively to include any public business done on a mobile phone or in any other way. So as far as I'm concerned, any application for an FOI to be responded to properly has to include any public business captured on a public phone or in any other device. And that's very clear in the guidance notes issued by the Department of Public Expenditure. If you read, and I advise everybody to read the guidance note 24 issued in December of 2015, it sets out firstly that the standard policy is that all official correspondence should issue through official channels only. In other words, if you're doing public business, you do it on a recognised, recorded channel. Mm. But where that doesn't happen, it also is very clear. Where a public body is aware that there are information that is covered by an FOI request in relation to any matter on a mobile phone or anything else, there is a responsibility on the individual concerned to retrieve that record for the purposes of the FOI. That's set out very clearly in the advices that every minister will receive.
So that includes your non-official email, your WhatsApp messages, your text messages. Is it on official work devices or on your personal devices too?
Anywhere. If you look at Section 2.1, which defines electronic devices, it is comprehensive. So in essence, where any official business is done on any medium, if there's an FOI in relation to that, that is captured by it and must be released in accordance with it. So when, for example, Jack Powers of the Irish Times contacted the Tánaiste in relation to this matter, he got a reply, official reply from the Tánaiste's office saying no such record existed. And now the Tánaiste has published records. So clearly there wasn't a comprehensive trawl as required under the Act of all the media in which correspondence between the Tánaiste and Catherine Zepón happened.
So that's one element of it. The other element then is Minister Simon Coveney's explanation that at one stage his phone, he believes, was compromised, or at least the data on it was compromised, and therefore he regularly deletes messages for security reasons.
Well, if you are doing public business on your phone, you have an obligation, in my view, to ensure that that is recorded for retrieval in the event of an FOI request. And certainly, if there is an extant FOI request, there is certainly an obligation for you not to delete it. Again, the guidance note is very clear. Guidance note 24, section 6, public bodies must advise individuals who, without lawful excuse and intention to deceive, destroys or alters a record following receipt of an FOI request is committing an offence under section 52 of the Act. Now, that is a high hurdle because you have to have the intention to deceive. So I'm not making any suggestion in relation to that. I don't know. But the principle here is that public business is available to public scrutiny, and ministers and all departments of state and agencies of state should comply to the principle of that. And I am concerned that there seems to be an acceptance now that you can do public business on a non-official medium and somehow delete that so that there is no public record ever to be retrieved, either for historical purposes or for FOI purposes.
And you're absolutely clear that these messages were work-related, because you could suggest, I suppose, that there was an email or a text exchange, a WhatsApp exchange, around meeting an old colleague, which then drifted into a work-related matter.
Well, the element of, if you like, casual discussion with an old colleague is obviously not encompassed, but again, the guidance note is clear. Where representations are received by a minister regarding the business of the department for which he or she holds responsibility, they do come within the scope of the FOI Act. That's set out clearly.
What do you make then of Minister Coveney's explanation so far, and what more do you think needs to be heard from him now?
Well, it just there's certainly at its very base a casualness in the way that you say you can do public business on your mobile phone and delete it at regular intervals. That's certainly, in my judgment, not within the spirit of the Act. Because what's the point of having an official record of public business if there is a parallel system that is not recorded and nobody can ever get access to? That fatally undermines the intention and the ethos of freedom of information. And we are now part of a global body of governments and countries determined to do business in a public and transparent way. And that means complying with the spirit as well as the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm. We contacted a spokesperson for Minister Coveney on this matter. We haven't had a response yet, but we'll certainly bring it to our listeners if and when we get one. On the politics of this, we had your party leader, Alan Kelly, on the programme yesterday, and he said that the Taoiseach is afraid to deal with the Fine Gael ministers in the way that he dealt with transgressions, as he saw it, or distractions when it came to Dara Cailleary and Barry Cowan, both Fianna Fáil ministers at the time.
Well, I can hear a groundswell within Fianna Fáil that they believe that now. And I think that is creating tensions within the government. I know a lot of people, and the Taoiseach himself said yesterday, oh, this is much ado about nothing, in essence. But it is fundamental. Transparency in the business of government, maintaining public confidence that all actions are done in the public interest, and where mistakes are made, they are recognised and people can see. I think that from the start of this, the notion that you create a post for former ministers of Pwn, that nobody else was allowed to apply for it, and that it was done in a way that even the most senior members of government didn't know to the last minute that it was happening, it's not the way government should operate. And it's not in spirit with the whole swathe of progressive legislation that we enacted our own time in government, like freedom of information, like register of lobbyists. The whole idea is that public administration is done in a public and transparent way. And once you're explaining why it's not happening, you're undermining public confidence, in my judgment.
Can you imagine that there would have been the same furore had it happened at the time that you were in government with Fine Gael?
Well, I can tell you, quite honestly, nothing can come to cabinet without being approved by the Taoiseach. And I know that proposals I had were held up for a very long time while I engaged with the Taoiseach's advisors to get things on the cabinet agenda. So the notion that people would be surprised, particularly by an appointment, because all of these are signed off by parties in government, and I served in three coalition governments with both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael over time. And it is unthinkable that big decisions are made. And you might say this is not a big decision, but appointing a UN representative is a significant enough decision. That would always be discussed and cleared in advance by all parties. And that didn't happen on this occasion tells us something about the functioning and, indeed, the power balance within the current administration.
Brendan Howland, thank you for joining us on the programme, Labour TD, the CEO of the Land Development Agency, on what it can do to help with solving the housing crisis. That's coming next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.